Happy Monday to all our amazing listeners and welcome back. We're super excited for this week and sharing some more amazing books with you. So let's start out with our first one this week, Wiretaps and Whiskers, The Fairy Files Book 1 by M. Kennedy. Buffy meets X-Files in this kick-ass urban fantasy with a slow-burn romance. Got a fairy problem, I'm your girl. Magic gone awry, not a problem. But when kids go missing and the search comes up dry, my boss decides I need a partner. The pain in the ass kind. Now I have a problem. As a field agent in the FBI's Ultra Elite Occult Crimes Division, aka the OCD, it's my job to investigate cases in the magical variety. I'm the best at it, but it seems my employer doesn't share my confidence when he pairs me up with the Bureau's newest golden boy. Turns out he's the biggest tool I've ever met. Logan Hawthorne. Arrogant, attractive as hell, oh yeah, inhuman. I don't have time to teach this smug and straight-laced suit about Shadow Realm of the Fairy that exists below our feet. I've got a list of missing kids a mile long and no time to waste in finding the creature who's snatching them. Now, if only there was an explanation for this talking cat. And that was Wiretaps and Whiskers by M. Kennedy. And then our next book this week is Until It Fades by K.A. Tucker. 24-year-old truck stop waitress and single mother Catherine Wright has simple goals: to give her 5-year-old daughter a happy life and to never again be the talk of the town in Balsam, Pennsylvania. Population 3,000 outside of tourist season. And then one foggy night on a lonely back road from another failed date, Catherine saves a man's life. It isn't until after the police have arrived that Catherine realizes exactly who it is she rescued. Brett Madden, hockey icon and media darling. Catherine has already had her 15 minutes of fame, and the last thing she wants to do is have her past dragged back into the spotlight. Only this time on a national stage. So she hides her identity. It works. For a time. But when she finds the man she saved standing on her doorstep, desperate to thank her, all that changes. There's an immediate connection, and it's more electric than the bond of two people who endured a traumatic event. It's something neither of them expected, something that Catherine isn't sure she can handle, something she's afraid to trust. But how long can an extraordinary man like Brett be interested in an ordinary woman like Catherine before sparks fade? And that is Until It Fades by K.A. Tucker. Our next book we have this week, Patrick picked. And it's Off to Be the Wizard, Magic 2.0, Book 1, by Scott Meyer. Martin Banks is just a normal guy who has made an abnormal discovery. He can manipulate reality, thanks to reality being nothing more than a computer program. With every use of this ability, though, Martin finds his little tweaks have not escaped notice. Rather than face prosecution, he decides to travel back in time to the Middle Ages and pose as a wizard. What could possibly go wrong? An American hacker in King Arthur's court, Martin must now train to become a full-fledged master of his powers, discover the truth behind the ancient wizard Merlin, and not, you know, die or anything. And that was Off to Be a Wizard by Scott Meyer. Next, we have our author interview for this week. The amazing author we interviewed was David Petrovay, and his book is Life Between Jobs, Out of Work, Not Out of Worth. There's an elephant in the room. You might think it's being unemployed, but it goes deeper than that. The elephant in the room is the psychological roller coaster that accompanies job loss, coupled by what is happening in the world today. It is a subject that rarely comes up in discussion. The focus is usually on taking action in the form of writing an effective resume, fine-tuning your interview skills, and working your network. You can find plenty of workshops and books on these topics. But what about the aspects of what a person experiences on an emotional, mental, and physical level when faced with a job loss? The topic then falls into categories such as religion and politics. We don't talk about it. Yet, like death, we face it at some time in our lives. We don't discuss it because tomorrow it could be you. And that's Life Between Jobs, Out of Work, Not Out of Worth. And it does have a workbook that can accompany it. And that was by David Petrovay, whose author interview will be out this Thursday. And I am going to talk a little tiny, tiny bit. And then next week, it'll be one of the blurbs that I read about an arc that I read. And I am so, 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 so in love with it. So I am not going to give any spoilers or anything. I'm just going to tell you that if you have a chance, Wrong for You by Harlow Ray is coming out on the 29th of March. And it is amazing. And come next Monday, I'm going to read on the podcast and I'm going to talk about it because I'm absolutely in love. I originally loved her book, Breaker, and I never thought I would say that one of her books would top it, but I have a new favorite couple out of all of her series, which is very surprising. But yes, I'm super excited to talk more about it next week and leading up into the release, which is on the 29th of March for her new book. So that is some exciting things to look forward to next week. And we're just want to remind everyone that all the books we recommend that you check for trigger warnings in case there are any trigger warnings. And we hope you have an amazing week. And we see you back on Thursday for our author interview with David Petrovay. And happy reading and writing.